very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, May the 16th, 2022. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Evans Zeninga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about soccer. You know, we have been hearing a lot about what happened at the weekend pertaining to soccer, and people are actually surprised that there was so much hooliganism in a match between Highlanders and Dynamos yesterday, Evans.
Indeed, Gibbs, it was like a war zone at Barberfield Stadium in Bulawayo yesterday when Highlanders clashed against bitter rivals Dynamos in a Casolaga Premier Soccer League match. The match was abandoned in the last few minutes of the game after Dynamos fans invaded the pitch, disputing a goal scored by Bosso. All hell broke loose at some point as Dynamos fans attempted to remove one of the goalposts, perhaps the first time ever for fans to take such action in Zimbabwe soccer.
Before the incident, Highlanders Football Club fans invaded the pitch when Dynamos player Bill Antonio's crude tackle sent Highlanders player Andrew Tandy to hospital. According to Bosso medics, Andrew suffered a compound fracture on his ankle. He is hospitalized at a local medical facility. Just remember that, you know, today the Premier Soccer League also suspended, you know, all Casolaga Premier Soccer League matches with immediate effect until further notice, following incidents of violence and hooliganism that continue to take place in football. So in a statement, the PSL said it condemns what it terms as serious hooliganism that is tarnishing what they are terming the beautiful game of football. So they are saying they are currently trying to find some kind of lasting solutions to all the challenges that they are facing. And they are scheduling a meeting with security officials, including the Zimbabwe Republic Police, the PSL, and, you know, club of officers and marshals on what happened yesterday at PF. You know, we haven't seen such kind of violence, especially when fans try to uproot, you know, even a goalpost and all those kind of things. We are happy that we have somebody to explain what happened. You know, he was attending that match. Yeah, Evans.
Hey, there's always a first time, I suppose. And zvakaoma kudaro muri Zimbabwe tinokuchingamidzai kuchirongwa Live Talk. Nasi tiri kukurukura maererano nezvemutambo wenhabvu. Takatarisana nemutambo wenhabvu wakatambwa nezuro kuBulawayo pakati peDynamos neHighlanders. Timu mbiri idzodzi dzine makore akawanda dzichirwisana, dzichitorerana-torerana nekunongedzerana-nongedzerana. Pese pavanotamba panowanzoita mvonga mupopoto, asi yanezuro yanga yakati pfurikidzei mwero. Takaonawo vanotsigira Dynamos vachipinda ground vachizama kudzura-dzura magedhe pachirwisana-rwisanwa zvinova zvakapa chimiro chakatuma kuti mutambo uzomiswa usina kupera zvakanaka. Tanzwawo sangano rePSL richitaurawo zvakare kuti naizvozvo vabva vambomisa mitambo yenhabvu munyika kuti vaedze kuongorora zviri kuitika, vaedze kutsvaga kuti vogadzirisa sei nyaya dzebhora kuti ritambwe zvakanaka munyika. Tichanzwawo kune vakanga variko tichinzwa kuti zvakafamba sei zvichienda nekupi, asi pari zvino ngatimbonzwai kuti zvakananga nekupi. Baba Gibbs.
Yes, yabonoke kuti izolo sibili bekufika khona ngale Evans bekungani azasi kubone kodwa ke siboneleke songani sokusempini. Nxa sikhuluma ke siyake sibone kule organism abantu bajikijelana belimali kube njalo, kodwa ke ukuthi abantu bezama ukuthi bakhiphe i-goalpost bebaleke layo. Lokho kwakusenzakala kudala senza imbeji ezikwakhweni. Tungadlala ibhola, udlala ibhola ngenxa songani sokubheda sutsha phansi uhle unyamalala lebhola lakho kumbe lamagedi. So kwakulobunzima kakhulu ngakho khonokho ke mfowethu. So ke siyabona njalo ukuthi umdlali we-Highlanders ulimele Evans, kuthiwa ngu-Andrew Tandy. Ukantshiwe sibile kantshwa umdlali we-Dynamos. So ke khonapho vele kuhle kwavuka umsindo, abantu bangena e-ground benza konke abangani abajalelwa ngokwenza. kodwa bavuke eseganga sibili sibona ngazani kuyahlupha. So we've got some footage as well of you know some people doing what they were doing there even. So maybe go ahead and tell people what you are saying there. Ngokubona Evans iqhubeka ba. Kanye ngazani sibili kade kuloko.
So
kunzima yes.
Yes, Baba Dube. Tiri kunyaya tukufambira mberi ne chirongwa live talk. Tiri kunzwa pano kuti tine ma video atichakuratidzai nemifananidzo atichakuratidzai kuti muone zvimo zvezvakaitika kumutambo wakatambwa nezuro iwoyo panonzi pakaitika karate chaiyo muground kusvika vanhu vada kubatirana zvibhakera. Kutemana temana nekupotserana kwezvakawanda. Saka tine zvatichaona mumifananidzo nemumavhidhiyo mune zvichange pane zvakanga zvichiitika muzvara nezuro. Rambai makatarisa chirongwa chichienderera mberi. Baba Dube.
Yes, some dynamos players also taunted the assistant linesman while police were trying to cool down temple. There was a lot that people saw there. And the match was finally abandoned in the last few minutes of the game. So both sides, I say to blame about what happened, but there are some people who are the owners of the teams, and one of them is here with us. He lives in Bulawayo. He was watching the match, and he has a lot to tell us. And his name is Brilliant Moyo. Babu Moyo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo ba.
Siyakukhulu.
So akutshela abantu ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala eBF izolo.
Izolo esikubone eBF kunzima asikwazi ukuthi yikwini okwenzakalayo. Abantu siyabe sicabanga ukuthi silanda umdlalo okwakudala sokwaphela siyabukela ibhola, but okubuye izolo bokunzima. Sibone umsindo omkhulu kakhulu. Ibhola ingathi nje liqalise kuhle i-first half, saya ku-half time kukuhle, amateam wonke kuyi-0 ka-0 zahamba ku-half time. Ithe ziphenduka ku-half time kwabuye ngathi ibhola selitshintshile, kwangathi abadlali abasadlali kuhle, kwangathi abadlali sokudlalwa ukukantshana ngathi akusadlalwa kuhle. Laqhubeka ibhola linjalo lokho kudlalwa. Lapho okuqale khona ukukhoza umsindo, ngathi kule umsindo vele ubongathi ukhona phakathi komdlali we-Dynamos, omunye undoda ade mude, so nxa umnanzelela ebholeni nxade umbonile ade i-striker se-Dynamos. Lundoda lo ato ngathi ngale lama defender ayelenders ato ngathi hayi akukho mnandi, ngoba undoda lo ubonguthi nxa engakhaba ibhora ungathi sekhaba ama players ama defender ayelenders nje bongathi akukho mnandi. Kodwa ke hayi umdlalo wangathi uyaqhubeka njalo nge second half, kuthe soku asakwathi bo sokudlala ama minutes waba njalo ke kwaba lo mdlali we Dynamos wangena kuba umdlali we Highlanders uthandi owadebele 2 number 4, yikho lapho ukuqalisele khona ingxaki. Umdlalo uphindanga umdlalo waba right ngoba umdlalo umisiwe isikhathi eside, kufuqwana kanzima eground sibili phakathi kweground umediki la umediki beDynamo sisabona sibili umediki weDynamo sinxa ula ivideo umediki omunye eDynamo sade thola isikhwama ufuqa omunye umediki weHighlanders wamfuqa waze wawela phansi wahlala phansi ngezibulo sibili samangala. Then iso wethu ngale la ichinga sibili kungamanga right kona ngale ichinga, kodwa umdlali urefu ke wayesenika ke umdlali weDynamo red card. Umdlali usaphindanga ohamba kuhle kona kusuka khonapho umdlali wazange usaba right ngoba beDynamo sebeshotile, zange besaba right labo beDynamo ama supporters ngale besichinga. Ladlala ke ibhora sekuyi 90 minutes iHighlanders ke yascore, ithe isanda kuscore nge 90 minutes ke yikho lapho abeDynamos bahle beqele eground. Unfortunate ukuthi uref ubesefakile i-13 minutes i-added time, ngoba befake 13 minutes yizo ade ezifakile nxa ngaqambamanga. Yahluhla ke-Highlanders ke nge-90 minutes kwahle kwaba ukungena kweDynamos eground. AbeDynamos I think ingakwazi-ke khonapho ukuthi ukungena kwabo, ngoba uref kube le player leDynamos elinye eliphambanisane lo goalkeeper wabo lawela phansi ku penalty box. So ref yena wathi play on bonke lo lazi mina ngoba bebonile bathi
ye ungazani sukateka mbijana
umsindo abanye babe
yes, kathi wanzani sukateka kancane. So kodwa konke konoko okwenzakaleyo singathi okay. Wena ungakubeka usithini? Libhola kumbe sokukhona o beyond esikubonayo. So what is it exactly?
Hey, okulapha kathi eZimbabwe kuningi kakhulu. Okukhona ekhaya lapha esiphila ngakho kuningi kakhulu sibili. Okunye singathi libhora, okunye kuyabe ngasikho bhora, okunye kuyabe vele kulamaquba akhona abekhona kuma supporters ngeke ayikhona ku from ngale ukuthi le team ngeyangapi. Kuyangathi vele indaba lana ayikapheli eyasukela thina esayitholayo esingayaziyo lati esathola lokho kunjalo. Ungathi kuyabe kubanjelana amaquba akhona. Kuyabe ungathi sometimes nxa sokusilwa laphana okwebhora kangathi kuyabe ungasikho, kuyabe sokukhangelana ngemhlobo. Uyabona? Ungakhangela abayiDynamos bengena eground bequphuna amagedi bewisa iground amapolisa ebebabukele bebambe izinja bebabukela ababalandanga kodwa ke kungashifta kube ngabantu ama supporters e Highlanders iTear gas ihle ithelwe khonapho abantu behle belunyiswe ngezinja khonapho kodwa ke esikubonileyo izulu amapolisa aguqe izandla bakhangile bequphuna amagedi akula into abayenze yona akula tear gas singarivenza silandele igame yemantaba ama supporters e Highlanders lapha no referee nika ipenalty ama supporters e Highlanders ahla angena ground ama police ahla agijima akula ground yadilizwa emantaba akula gate yadilizwa emantaba but ama police ahla agijima haya vimba ama players haya Highlanders athi esuka njalo ahla thela i tear gas izulu asikubonanga kulumayo ukuthi kuba lama problem anjalo ukuthi ke nxa sokukhayelela umdlalo ukuthi nxa sokulabanye abantu osebenza into enjalo ama
ye kumbe othi
uqa izandla
ye othi osikubamba umlomo lapho ke ye sikubamba umlomo so Evans what Mr. Brilliant Moyo is saying is that this is beyond the soccer is it's all about now some tribal issues just put it in a way that he actually put it. So he says it's beyond what people can think is happening in Zimbabwe right now. Because he says it seems as if, you know, even when it comes to soccer hooliganism, there are some people who are treated by the police as special people than others. Like he's citing the match between FC Platinum and Highlanders in Shabane, where police actually beat up some Highlanders fans. But he says at BF yesterday, they were just watching. They were just watching the Dynamos fans trying to tear down the one of the goalposts. So at the end of the day, let's talk about these kind of tribal issues, whether they are in this kind of scheme of things. Go ahead, Evans.
So, ngiyakuzwa baba dube nimuzwile ubaba emoyo. So, vari kuti nezuro zvavakaona mground. Zvakanga zvisiri zvebhora chete nekuti nyaya dzacho dzakanga dzakutaridza kuti dzakupfurikidza dzichipindira kune zvimwe zvatingati magariro evanhu kugarisana kwevanhu kwakanaka panotaridza kuti vakaona sokuti pane vaibatwa zviri nani kupfuura vamwe nemareferee zvotaridza zvakare kuti mapurisa paanopindira munyaya dzacho vanoita sevanotsigira vamwe voita sevasingatsigiri vamwe zvoita kunge pane rusarura rumwe runenge ruchiitika pazvii zvino papicture isiyo yakanaka asi matsananguriro ari kuitwa navamoyo ari kutaridza kuti vanoona sekuti pane rusarura runenge ruchiitika nopia nyaya dzemitambo idzodzi zvopfurikidza zvosangana nezvimwe zvakawanda wanda saka vari kutsanangurira mafambira zvakaita vachipa muenzaniso webhora rakambotambwa masvondo apera aro pakati peFC Platinum neHighlanders uko kuwange uko rino vachiona zvakare kuti imbwa dzairumiswa vanhu mapurisa nekurovana nevanhu zvaingorerekera kudivi rimwe chete zvichisiya rimwe divi zvotaridza zvakare kuti pane kakusawirirana nekakusarura-sarura nekakunongedzerana-nongedzerana karipo panyaya dzacho tazvinzwa baba ndive zvataura navamoyo.
Yeah, we've got Mr. Regis Vusango, you know, he's a ZANU-PF activist and a soccer follower. Can you talk to him about some of these things? Maybe in Shona, then we'll tend to English. I know he loves soccer a lot. Mr. Vusango, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Magasimbere mukoma. Tiri kutaura pano tamtati chinzwa kuna vamoyo vachititsanangurira zvakaitika nezuro kuBaba Fields Stadium. Takatumirwa mapicture nemavideo ari kutaridza kuti nezuro kwanga kusina kunyatsomira zvakanaka. Ameno kuti makaonawo sei chimiro chakanga chiriko nezuro ichi.
Yeah, thank you. I think ndakangoona in passing handina kuzonyatsa kuverenga into detail, but ndakaona sokuti zvinhu zvaimboitika kudhara. I think tichitarisa zvedu nyaya yesoka in general, zviro kuZimbabwe, soka yekuZimbabwe. Handiti remember kwakuchingori neproblem yeDynamos versus Highlanders, of which I think kumasoka kuzifa chaiko, they should have done something about it way back. Saka, I think this is just my result of what has been happening before. It's like Raid Kagudara Shaguda Kudzoka, of which I think Zifa should sit down and restructure and put my laws in soccer so that, as you said, says net tribalism, says net Yumkat, because like some of us, we grew up partly in Blawayo. And if not.
Yeah, we have.
I think we are getting cut off. You are getting cut off, Vusango. So let's try to get to the other guest, Mr. Brilliant Moyo. So Moyo, we actually have to vele. We listen away Islander the Timbar vele into Zakutala. So when ubona njani? Na ufanga esilungu napo kuti ubona njani Vusango. In a few minutes. Mr. Vusango, hold on there. We'll come back to you. So hold on. So Baba Moyo, Nako, so what very interesting talent is? As I said, a very cool. So, one and one. Baba Moyo, we are in Zuakumbe, Osang is. I think Baba Moyo has been cut off there. So maybe let's go back to Baba Vusango. Baba Vusango, we are in.
Yes,
I hear. Yes, quiet with events. Quiet, sir.
Manga mchititsana ngurira maonero enyu ane zuro ne zviri kuitika munyaya dzebhora here. Phone ndo bayazo tanga kudambuka enderera izvenyu kumberi.
Yeah, so that is it. I think masoka tournaments edu ekuZimbabwe kuzhinji anoitwa ku Baba Fields Stadium. For such a long time, I think the history of Baba Fields Stadium is that it was sanctioned as if it's a place where they has to end up with a fight. I remember when I was young, my brother used to live Kumslikazi, Z11, and every time there's a soccer match there, we know that even in the convenience stores around the area or there will be a little bit of a temperance there. And that, for me, I think it's something which I found out that this one is different before. So that when we are going to Tambira ku Rufaro Stadium, we are going to Baba Fields, or we are going to any other place in Zimbabwe, it shouldn't resemble as if, we have got some issues that are actually being surfacing through soccer. You see? And if you look at whatever happened yesterday, there is really nothing that you can actually call upon what exactly happened yesterday. Zvinhu zvakanga zvichingori pokubva kudhara zvisina kuitwa resolved. Saka I think Zifa, kana iri serious, inofanira kuresolva ma issues okuti kana vanhu vakavaya kuzotambira kuBaba Fields Stadium, it shouldn't be a problem. I remember there was also a time when now Highlanders came to play with Mashingo United, and there was so much havoc around Mucheke neighborhoods there after the game. And there were just some fights that are not needed, really. Even people who never go to watch that soccer on the streets, they were victimized. You see. So when you look at it, is it really because of the match? Right? And if we want to discuss and say it was because maybe the referee didn't do a good job, but so which means my referees, yes, I know referee between Dynamos and the Highlanders, they are wrong referees then.
Hmm.
Right.
So
I think it goes deeper to that.
Ndikubate muromo ipapo vatsango saka muri kuzvamuri kutaurawo imimi kuti ndo zvinofanira kuti zviitwe kuti nyaya dzemirizhonga idzi kumutambo yebhora idzi dzipere zvipi zvamungaronze.
Right, you know, I think when you look at the issue iripo between maybe the Gukura Hundi issue, I would say that. I don't know before that. But the Gukura Hundi issue, and I thank the president for my commissioning Awanga Washita and, you know, coming together, the dialogue, the chiefs, they say, Mate Beliland. I think so far, on that level, things are moving very well. And I hope that they will continue finalizing these issues so that Kanapane my compensations and Dakitwa, it's done. And then Chosa, Kanashaitwa is Shapira. We will now try to see what then will be the issue. Can I issue Kanamba Ichidi Ishizok? But I think this is not emanator from the Gukura Hundi issue, whereby whereby people in Mate Beliland, they still feel like things were not done unfairly. Yeah. Things are not were not resolved correctly. So I would think that any time when there is a close proximity of activities, in the soccer, in the soccer environment, the other team can shout bad names to other team. Remember what Zinedine Zidane did that time in the World Cup, right? He ended up being given a red card and be kicked out because somebody had said something. So there's always a provocative environment in soccer. And they can tend now to a situation where when the soccer is done, right, people are now moving out of the game. Fights can start. People can start. Commotions can start and stuff like that. How do we prevent that?
Mm.
Right. So I think the fundamentals of soccer in Zimbabwe, especially between the teams in Mate Beliland and the teams in the other part of Zimbabwe, they need to be resolved on the platform of the Gukura Hundi issue, of which the president is moving forward with that program. And I think it's working.
Yes. Sizwe ke ubaba umoyo lapho uthini. Hold on, Zindinga. Sizwe ukuthi ubaba umoyo yena uthini ngakhona kukhulunywa ngovusango ukuthi
hayi hani
kulo mthelela yini baba umoyo uyangizwa?
Ngiyakuzwa baba.
Ye, lapho ubaba uvusango uthi vele kungani kuvele kule zikhwili ezingani kumele zilungiswe la phakathi kwe-Highlanders ne-Dynamos. Uyakhuluma futhi ngodaba le-Gukura Hundi lokunywa kuthize. So kungabe kukhonapho yini ongani kuyatshisa khona?
Ngiyamuzwa. Uthenga ubani? Ngubaba uVusana.
Uvusango.
Ngiyamuzwa uVusango lapho uyakhuluma lapha ngimlaleli. Singakubeka njalo but ukuthi yindaba yakhona nale indaba zangkhona ezisukela khona vele khonapho ukuthi kulisana njalo ngemhlobo nale indaba akuqalisanga namuhla vele. Asikho indaba yakathesi engabe ekubeka la uright asiyali. Indaba yeGugu Hundi vele indaba ehluphayo, indaba vele esemlilweni umungameli ukuthi elungise but asimboni thina lapho othi ulungisa khona indaba nale Gugu Hundi. Asimboni, angazi ukuthi yena ukhuluma ukuthi ungapi kwakhona ngoba asimboni thina lapho abantu bangkhona bengena bezama ukulungisa indaba yeGugu Hundi. And lokuthi yena uyakhuluma ukuthi abantu abawela izindaba nalezo bazakhompasethwa and asikaboni into zonke nalezo ukuthi kulabantu asebakhompasethwa kumbe sokuleqiniso kwavumayo ukuthi hayi ngiyavuma mina iGugu Hundi yithe esayenzayo abantu bafuna khonoku ukuthi kuze kuyehle inhlungu zabo egcekeni ukuthi hayi siyavuma sibili total ukuthi hayi yithi sibili esakwenzayo abantu ukuze ambone ukuthi abantu bengafuna i-compensation. Abantu I think bona bafuna ilizwi eliphuma kibo ukuthi hayi siyaxolisa yithi kwavela kithi lokho. Mbona ngathi yikho lapho abantu abangakhulula khona inhlinzo zabo ambone ukuthi bengafuna i-compensation angazi khonapho njalo kanti.
Yeah, so ngasikhangela ke awonti lokho sokufuna le mthandazo phakathi kube imthandazo vele singathi kusizokunceda lutho. So kuvele kuyafiwa la.
Kuvele kuyafiwa ngoba ungakhangela abantu kwenza kwabo. Hayi, akumnandanga. Even lati size siyesaba ukuthi ikho ukuthi kathi ikwathi sokusenzakalana elizweni leli. Yikwini okwenzakalayo, yabona? Enze kusebunzimini ngoba awukwazi ukuthi yikwini okwenzakalayo. Kodwa into ekhona ukuthi yena upresident nxa kunguye okukhona kathezi, nguye umuntu omele gijima phambili, elungise udaba lolu, ephumele egcekeni. Simbone ephuma egcekeni ukuthi uyalungisa udaba lolu, enguye upresident okwamanje elungisa udaba. Asikhethi ukuthi ngwaliphi ibandla mbo ngwayithi, hayi sidinga ukuthi yena upresident okhona kathese elungise udaba nalolu olukhona.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke, sicela ubambe khonapho. So actually Zindika is actually agreeing with what Vusangu saying. Says, you know, there are some underlying currents that are causing all this kind of havoc. So I also had an interview with Mr. Samuel Dube. Mr. Samuel Dube was in our show early this morning. So let me try to bring in that interview so that we can hear exactly what Samuel Dube said. So at the end of the day, he was with another Zimbabwean who were talking about what's going on in the country right now. Hooliganism, yes. Violence, yes. But what more can people find out of this? Here they come.
Between the Highlanders and the Dynamos, siyayazi. Into eyasuka kudala vele into ezehlala ikhona njalo ayipheleli lapho isituation yelizwe lethu ukuthi ipolitics isuka ibe involved entweni ze sport. That's why manje sibona izifa sigcina isinikezwa lokhu njani ama sanctions lawa amabi. Ilizwe lethu kune division, kunomoya wokwehlukana kakhulu ebantwini okuyikho esikhangelelayo thina ukuthi abaholi abazongena kube ngabaholi abazoletha kubambane abantu singabona ukwehlukana ngoba thina sesisilwa izimpi zakudala manje zabokhokho kumele ngabe sizingene kahle kahle ngoba into le ibuya ekudeni kakhulu ibuya ekudeni kakhulu into le.
So singathi lapha ngezombusazwe akukho kunye vele abantu bala khona
injalo. Injalo kehla, injalo ubukhosi. Yabona into ngithi ngibeke phecelezi kahle ngithi mina kubangwa ubukhosi. Ubukhosi and singabi lokho sikhuluma si challenge sifihla umpini. Ubukhosi babantu baseMpumalanga lathi thina abanikazi bobukhosi lithina abesilo thina abakamzilikazi kamashobane ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ubukhosi vele babukithi ngapha. Kodwa kwathi ngemva kwempi yombangazwe laphana sokungene osopolitiki bayiguqula lento le. Yingakho ilizwe lakithi libhekana lento eso. Yingakho sithi thina manje esisebenza ukuthi sikuvuselele ubukhosi. Kumele sibeke inkosi eyiyo ezobusa. Sithi thina we are getting rid of this politics ngoba ayisebenzeli lento le. And ubukhosi siyabazi ukuthi amakhosi ayiholwa umoya. Kumele sihambise umoya phambili oyiyo obambanisa abantu elizweni. Ngoba inkokeli zethu azisawuhambisi umoya phambili, sezingama-intellect zihambisa into zelokhu njani ezemali phambili, into ezingelabuntu. So sithi thina sivusa ubukhosi obuzeletha iqiniso lothando lokubambana ebantwini.
Ye, kodwa-ke wena ngubona kwakho kungaphungulwa njani khonokho sibili ukulwisana?
Kungaphungulwa ngokuvusa ubuntu ngoba ubukhosi bulobuntu. Ubukhosi ayihambisa umoya phambili. Abantu ngicela bazwe kahle khonapha. Inkinga yaseZimbabwe is interconnected. Ayikho kusports kuphela, lokhana is just izinto ezimanifesta ezikuthi is part of. Vele inkinga leyana ikhona, kunenzondo leyana ukuthi abantu baseMpumalanga bathi umzilikazi wangena elizweni ngomkhonto. Yingakho sabona into ezifana nogugura hondi nabethi ba-revenger khonukhwana. Kodwa madoda zimpi zabokhokho asiphumeni kuzo thina sibambanene. Kodwa lokhu kuzenziwa ngamakhosi ngoba ama-politicians bahlulekile ukukwenza. Singazi ukuthi uChamisa uzimisele kangakanani. Ingakho simpusha sithi Chamisa, sitshele ama-policies akho on culture and spirituality sethu sabantu ukuthi what are your policies, what is your manifesto, uzokwenzani, what do you say about ubukhosi, ngoba yibo ubukhosi obuzoqeda konke lokhu kwehlukana esikubona ebantwini bethu.
Oscar Bheka umuzi emafutshane uphosela kho baba ungakaqhutheki khonapho.
Ebo njani baba Tuli?
Ngiyaphila mfowethu, phosela kho
baba. Right man. Sibonile ividiyo le kwenzakale lapha e-stadium igcwele nje kuma-social media. Nathi esisemzini yabantu sebethi hayi impilo elivele liyiphila leyo seyifika ngiyindlela since nje bekulokulo kulongapheli nathi bethi abasifune ngapha mase bebona so into ezifana nalezo seyifika ngiyindlela so igcina songathi ayina control i-football yakithi ngathi umdlalo yakithi ayina control ayina abantu abayiphethe kahle so igcina sokuba ngenyindlela engabukeki kahle kwezinye indawo
so manje wena ubona ngani kumele kwenzweni njengoba kukhanya ngihlupha kangaka
into so laba abaphethe imidlalo laba abaphethe imidlalo kubemele bayibone ukuthi bayikontrola beze neplani engasiza kakhulu njengoba bekusho umfowethu lapho ukuthi sometimes amakhosi yomela ilungise impi ephakathi kwamaNdebele lamaShona so cause masingathi amapolitician angathi ihlule kudala amakhosi maybe ngayenza kungcono cause mawungahlangana mina emapolitician thola ukuthi sinamakhesinyana nje abantwana nje sakhula mawuthola ukuthi umuntu ongumndebele uhlangane leshona uhlushwa kakhulu so into efana nale ngeke izilume nje angeke kusinto engalunga nje so simple shothi nathi sizobuya siyishele abantwaneni bethu nabantwana lapho bayezoyishela kwabanye izoqhubeka kanjalo maye ukuthi
so that is Pekemozi there Evans you know and Samuel Dube so they are really concerned about what is really happening you know they are saying all this is about tribalism you know people must not hide behind their fingers to say there is no such thing in the country so maybe let's bring in Mr. Vusango so that he can give us a perspective about what really he thinks about some of these things Evans go ahead sir.
Yes baba tadzoka futhi kwamuri tanzwa hama dzedu pafoni vachitaurawo vachitsigirana nenyaya yekuti kuseri kwebhora kune nyaya dziriko dzavari kunongedzera vari kubata nyaya dzetribalism vari kunongedzura kunyaya yana gukura hundi iyoyo iri kuramba ichidzoserwa mudariro tadzoka futi kwamuri handei nayo muri kuonawo sei
yeah Mr. Dube most of the time pamuno when you play something, I realized, I don't know if it's my gadget, I realized that I don't hear anything. I think it's always the case. So maybe if you tell me what you are saying.
That's exactly what he was saying.
That's what he said. Oh, okay.
Yes.
So basically, you can tell here that, like what he said, Brother Dube said, there are underlying issues there. So basically, because of the ground issue, whenever you put Highlanders players together with another team that is from either Mashonaland or the other part of the province that is not Matabeleland, that notion will be ringing the bells behind their mind. So you would see that even the way they play the soccer professional. Yeah, remember before that after the game, people, you know, invited by Wanema Panga and all that. And all that all because of what happened before. People are trying to settle some scores. You know, there are some unfinished business that you cannot just on the street, you cannot just pick somebody and say you want to fight with them because of that. So in the game, it's easier because you are going to, you know, push each other, you're going to, you know, how the soccer is played. You're going to step on each other. You know, you can see even from before that, most of the injuries between Highlanders and some other Dynamos and all that, the rate of injuries is always higher than when maybe Highlanders is playing Amazulu. You would see that there is no really chaos after that, even if they play at the Amazulu Stadium or at, you know, at Baba Field Stadium. I've seen also that plays with probably let's say plays with United. If you check even in the history, usually there was not really those issues much. And I now realize that Islanders became kind of the national team outside Matabeleland, whereas the Dynamos, I mean Highlanders on the Matabeleland side. Whereby Dynamos also became the national team in Mashonaland and Mashingo province and the other provinces. So when you put these two giant teams, you are actually putting, pretty much if we want to be clear, you are actually just putting a Ndebele guy and a Shona guy and you are telling them to play soccer, but they've got issues to deal with Kukurahundi. Instead of you putting them in a game, you might as well just tell them to stop playing the game and resolve some issues if they have issues before the game started.
Hey.
That way, because this is exactly what the issue is all about. You know, it's those unfinished issues that are keeping on hounding our soccer and most of our games, pretty much the soccer games in Zimbabwe.
And
I think it's high time that need to be fixed.
And Mr. Fuzangu, how can it be fixed? Let's talk reality here. We have heard what the president is attempting to do in terms of Kukurahundi issues and so forth, but it's not working out very well. Like some people rejected it and said, no, we don't want the president to be involved in this. Let's have other people that are neutral, you know, to handle it. So how best can this issue be resolved?
Yeah, you see, the issue with the national reconciliation program is that when you remove the person who is the president of that country into the equation, then he usually does not really come out. So I think what we are lacking in Zimbabwe is tolerance, that the president, if he's the one who is initiating it, he said he's a listening president. I don't think he will refuse to hear people's discussions or to hear people's pleas. So I think what we need is just tolerance. And for people to... let me say this, Brother Gibbs. I don't think Zimbabweans are ready for reconciliation.
Yeah,
especially people in Matabeleland.
You are getting fed out a little bit. So,
okay.
Yeah, so continue there. Continue there now.
Yeah, I don't think people are ready for reconciliation. I think he's ready for a revenge of a reconciliation. Because if people are ready for reconciliation, we don't want this, we don't want that. There's nothing wrong for them to say that. But at the same time, it's better than nothing. If we are going to sit on the table to talk about something to do with Kukurahundi, to me, if we accuse that the president was involved in a way because he was part of the government, then to me, I think it's actually a good discussion to have him in there. He'll be able to now maybe say his own side of the story. You remove people who are actually part of the, or you are accusing, or who you think they were part and parcel of the problem.
Yes,
without those people.
Okay, Mr. Fuzangu, thank you. Just hold on there. Let's bring in Ubaba, who brilliant. So Moyo, we are moving up here.
Nyamuzi uthi uyakhuluma sibukuthi indaba yiyona le khona, but yena umbono wakhe ukuthi ishwe khona yokukhethana ngomhlobo izaqedwa njani. Yikho lapho esikhona ukuthi bona labo abaphathayo ukuthi bona baza isoluva njani indaba yangkhona. Then imizwile lapha nibeke sithi why iHighlander mayidlala le Chapungu kumbe le Mazulu kungela msindo, because lawa amathimu akhulumayo ngala ma-supporters, but ungafaka amathimu astrong, ungathatha i-Highlander le-Capes United, kuba lo msindo, ngoba awukwazi ukuthi amathimu ongu-2 ala ma-supporters, big supporters. La amanye amathimu ungathatha even i-Chicken Inn le-Highlander, akula msindo, even uthathe i-Yada izodlala le-Highlander, ngoba i-Yada ayila ma-supporters amaningi alo msindo. Ungakhayela igame eyadlulayo ye-Independence. I-Highlanders yathi ihlohla nge-Independence. Ama-Dynamo supporter ajikela izinto phakathi. So ungakhangela ukuthi indaba yangkhona ukuthi iqalisa ngabe, kulisana ngabe. Ngoba why lapho kwahlohla khona i-Highlanders le Dynamos nge-Independence, umsindo bajikela izinto phakathi egrounding. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi nxa ulayo ividiyo yangkhona uyakubona khona phana. Njele indaba ye-issue le e-ground issue. Le inzima even lo president, I think like uyehluleka ukuthi engasoluva njalo. Kodwa mina ngokubona kwami ukuthi u president la kumele ebuye ebantwini lapho okulendaba khona. Ngokwakhe ezokhuluma labantu, ngokwakhe yena u president ngokwakhe efike ekhulume labantu, ebona ukuthi indaba yangkhona isoluva, ezwe abantu bona ukuthi bathini, bafunani la ekhona u president, hayi ukuthumela omunye umuntu. Ezizwele yena ngokwakhe u president ekhuluma labantu kuhle kuhle. So yikho ku right, angazi khona bo kanti
ye nxa ubufisa ukuthi kumbe sifake la ngesikhiwa ungafaka khona bo sizwe, ucela abantu ukuthi bengakhuluma kulo. siyaveze umuva khona. So ke iqhubeka baba. Ucho lokuthi ubona ngani pho kungathiwani ngesikhiwa nje amafutshane. Xa ufisa, xa ungafisa ungafaka ngesiNdebele.
Ayizafaka ngesiNdebele. Enqeno nizabaqedisela kana.
Yeah, ngudube. Qhubeka baba.
Yeah. Dube.
Qhubeka.
Ubusithi ibelisithi nabalandisa libambanga kahle.
Ye kuyiwa phambili pho kumele kwenziwe kona ngombono wakho. Kumele phela kulungiswe lokho.
Ngombono wami mina igande ngombono wami mina ngokubona kwami kumele kuyenzakale ukuthi vele iisho kuzisolveke indaba nale kwenzeka ukuthi abantu abalamaqhubu nalawa labantu abalamaqhubu ngale ukuhlukana kwembono nale ukuthi i-government i-president wayekhona kuvoted bonke bekhona bebuye endabeni naleyo uhlalwe phansi labantu bakhona bekhulume bezwe abantu ukuthi bethini yiwo umbono ongaqeda abantu bona sebesuka lesombululo sebezwile ukuthi abantu bathini ngoba kwakathesi yena u-president vele ambona ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi abantu bona bathini ngendaba naleyo ye-ground ngendaba naleyo abantu ababophana ngayo imkhulu ngendaba naleyo ukukhethana ngemhlobo uPresident nguye omele ephume egcekeni ebambanisa abantu bengakhethani ngomhlobo abantu bebe ngabantu abayiwani amaZimbabwe ngamaZimbabwe kube ngabantu abayiwani even ukhuluma isiphi isihlobo abantu bependulane ngelanguage eyiyo abayikhuluma mina ngaze embuye ngikhuluma ngeyami language lawo ukukhulume ngakho ilanguage kumele ilanguage yakho nayo izwisiseke yami izwisiseke yabona kungabi le ndaba nale ikho lapho ungumbono wami embona khona ka
Yeah, so so Evans, what he's saying is that you know the president needs to intervene here, needs to be seen to be among people and to say what is he's supposed to be uttering there. You know, because people are very unhappy about many, many things, especially in Matebele. They are saying the president has over the years done very bad things. And one of the things is the Kukuraundi atrocities. So he has been, you know, quoted as saying he was not involved in those atrocities. It was the former president, Robert Mugabe, instead of him. But we still remember the late Robert Mugabe said it was a moment of madness. So that issue still hounds a lot of people in the region. So at the end of the day, that's what Brian Moyo is talking about here. He says, bring everybody to talk about some of these issues because you have more violence in soccer stadia like what happened yesterday. As we indicated here, the PSL has actually suspended all the matches because of what they are saying is violence and sort of like some hooliganism. Quiet, sir.
Aywa. Zurugunzwi kwa iso baba dure patar wanyaya pano yekunzi kuseri kwebhora kune nyaya dziriko dzakamira dzisati dzagadziriswa dzakuburikidza nekupindiridza mukutambwa kwenhabvu saizvozvo so vari kutaura vari kukurudzira kuti zvanga zvichida kuti mutungamiriri wenyika nevakuru vakuru vezvematongerwo enyika dai vauyawo vachidzika vachiuya kune vanhu vachizonzwa kuti vanhu vari kuchema nezvipi vachironga nekubatsirana nevanhu vari panzvimbo vari paground kuti zvogadziriswa sei zviri kunetsa nekuti mataurirwo ari kuitwa pano ari kutaridza sekuti nyaya yekutemana-temana mbhora iyi kwetimu Highlanders Dynamos kana nedzimwe dzekudzisiri dzekumatebeleland haisisiri nyaya yebhora chete asi yave nyaya yekuti kune zvinofanira kuti zvigadziriswe zvisati zvagadziriswa kune hondo dzimwe dziri kumashure kwebhora dzakubudirikira mubhora nekuti hadzina vari kudzigadzirisa ndo zviri kutaurwa pano nevatauri vari pano vachiripo here
Vusangu, you are still there, sir. Yes.
So let's go. We are here. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead. It was your question.
Right. Takuita tichienda kudhuze nekuzonopedza zvedu. Asi mashoko amungataurire mwana wanhasi ane shungu yekutamba bhora otya kuti kune zviri kuitika zveviolence izvi otya kuti kune zvematongerwo enyika zviriko izvo mungamudzidzisa kuti kudii nhasi kuitira kuti asarasikirwe netariro yake
ya ndinotenda zvikuru I think chinhu chokutanga chinoda kuitwa kuZimbabwe ndechokuti history yedu inofana kudzidziswa vana kuti vazive history yacho kuti chii chakamboitika maevents ese akaitika from the time yakauya vapambe pfumi kuna 1890 nezvavakaita uprisings ese akaitika muZimbabwe zvese izvozvo zvinocontributa to the today's soccer kuti vanhu vazive maevents akaitika vana vezimbabwe vachazvarwa nevasingazivi vazive maevents akaitika munyika yavo zvinova zvinogona kuvandura kuti ivo vazivewo kuti saka nyika yedu iyi yakamira sei because most of the issues hatinadzo dziri very delicate so panyaya yesoka I think right now I because of my intermarriages and all that especially kubulawayo tine vana vedu vakawanda vakazvarwa mubulawayo vanoti ivo haisizi zvana kukura hwindi hatombozizivi because ini mai vangu mundevere baba vangu mushona or the other way round and I'm not going to fight hondo dzandisina kutanga saka inini I'll just take it from where I am so I think it's encouraged kuti titaurire vana vedu kuti vasaita dig deeper into maevents akaitika back in the history because of course history shapes the future but at the same time sometimes if ukanzwa kunzi muhondo pane baba vepanext door vaida kuuraya baba venyu but today after 42 years maakutamba mese vana nevana you cannot go and say maida kumbouraya baba vedu kaimimi nguva yehondo you can't do that and also there's something called forgiveness we need to forgive each other the people in Matabeleland they should forgive what happened before and also if there's any of those people who participated also in the Gukurahondi issue they should be forgiven and they should also forgive it's all about forgiveness and paving a way for reconciliation without that you see like in South Africa they reconciled and because of reconciliation that they did at least we see that in South Africa we don't see the South Africans black people killing the white people I've heard that the white men can walk freely even in the middle of the night nobody can even try to even kumusecha kana mapockets ake to take anything from the pockets but we black people I think what we need to do is we need to change the way that we want and how to shape our future look at Rwanda there were genocides not too long ago but right now you go to Rwanda there is peace there is reconciliation the country is moving their economy is boosting all these things they are setbacks that actually prevents our country from even getting ahead so I think let's be united as a country let's the past is the past let's start from now and move on to the future
but the problem is that Mr. Vusangu you cannot just tell people to say okay what was done long back you just have to forget it and move on it doesn't work like that
right that's why I said I talked about reconciliation and I said the president is working it through, is starting with the traditional leaders. Because if you go to any area, Brother Dube, if I go to Lupane or if I go to Ngai, the traditional leaders, they know that area, they know the issues of the area. So you start with the traditional leaders. They are the ones who can talk down or send the message down to his people, his kinsmen, right? So when he say, cease fire, the kinsmen will cease the fire. But we can't say the president should come and have a dialogue on Mzilikazi Avenue there or on Unity Square and say everyone just come so that we can do a reconciliation. We do step by step. We start from somewhere as we continue to go down to the people themselves. But I think the people themselves they should be a little bit more of a way forward. Than bringing us back. I'll tell you that if it was today, definitely the Gukurahundi could have not happened. Why it happened, I mean, there are so many issues that contributed to that. Was it okay? That's why Robert Mugabe said no. It was a moment of madness. He actually acknowledged that. And as the president, he died before people even put him on the court of public opinion himself. So right now, I think President Mnangagwa should be given a chance, because he was not the one who championed that. He was actually a minister then. We had Innocent Ngala, who was from Matabeleland, who was actually part and parcel of that. But people don't want to talk about that. They want to shoot maybe I would say the messenger. Today the president is the messenger because he is bringing peace and good news to the country. Say, let's sit down and talk about reconciliation. What can we do? At least he has done it. Imagine if he had not even tried to even bring that issue. Today, what are we going to be? What are we going to talk about? And I'm sure in the history, it is going to go down that President Edi Mnangagwa at least initiated, even if he does not continue or he does not finish it, at least he has started it. And you and me and the rest of the Zimbabweans, we are now to take it upon ourselves and say, should we continue to have this going around circles and circles into the next generation, or we should put at least a closure? We need some form of a closure to what happened before, so that our country can start on a clean slate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you very much. What is Ubabake? Says a brilliant moyo. Siawas to Tarabu, the Konapa, the local Lati, Otoge, Siambo, Kulu, or Zelam Change. So we are pumping again for a moyo. Sees really Columbus City. I want to local local. What a Wangalunga in Yombuzo, Omkul Kono, Konapo, what is Wangalunga in Kono, suggestion about to Mogamelan Genele. Lana bantu lisixolelane kungenzakala yini kumbe kufunakala ukuthi kulungiswe kakhulu ngoba lahlala kanjani ibhoreni la
ngombono wami mina engiwubonayo ukulunga kungalunga ukuze kuze kulunge ukuthi u-president ngokwakhe kumele sukume ehambe kumbe uyelupane eyenze into yakhona nothi ukuthi kumbe ukhuluma nabo sobhuku etshele osobhuku yena upresident eseHarare kumbe thume i-delegate yakhe kaminister ithi ayihambe khona ngayo.
Mhm. Siyakuzwa sibili kodwa ungazani sofrizile kancane singazi ukuthi ungene ngaphi umfowethu khonapho siyabona ukuthi insimbi zakhe azisamakuhle. So ke ye qhubeka khonapho sesikuzwa qhubeka.
Ngithi ngokwakhe upresident kasukume ebantwini ehambe ebatshele ukuthi hayi. Sengibuyile ngiselupane lapho kwayenzakala khona kumbe ngisekezi lapho kwayenzakala khona ematobo ngikhona zakhamuzi zematobo namhlanje buyanini ngikhulume lani sikhulume sibone ukuthi lina elayehlelwa luhlupho nalolo lwalukhona ngesikhathi naleso sibone ukuthi siphana okunganani sibone ukuthi sixolisana ngokunganani sisusuke lapho sihambe into yangkhona ifezeke ibonakale ibe lekhanda eliphilayo ukuthi hayi nansi into iyenzakala elekhanda kathesi siyakhuluma ngakho lokho akula khanda likhona akula into ebambekayo ukuthi nansi kathesi into ka president kuyabe kukhulunywa ngabo sobhuku ukuthi osobhuku yiwo kumele bekhulume leza kamise ezihlala lapho akusebenzi mthina ngombono wethu sithi u president ngokwakhe simcela ukuthi kasukume ehambe ekhese ematopu ngokwakhe kathi ilizwe ngelakhe anti nguye obusa abantu khathi okwenze engafuni uhambe ematobo yikwini kasukumele upresident wethu ehambe khona ngale ematobo ezikhulumela labantu abayihlekela yintona leyo kuhle mbono ngathi ngena leyo engayenza njalo mbono ngathi abantu bengasala lokho kuxola njengelamacompensation angikona sekukhulunyiwe ukuthi asiyalicompenseta ngokunje ngokunje mbono ngathi from there abantu mina mbono ngathi kungaxola ye kungathatha isikhathi kodwa mbono ngathi kungaxola ngoba kathesi kunje kulodaba lwe-airport abantu nalolu daba lwe-airport ukuthi kuthiwa sokukhitsha ihawu likankomo e-airport and ngokunye khonoku abantu bangapha esindebeleni abakusolayo ukuthi khangela into zethu ziyabanjwabanjwa into zethu ziyathintathintwa kwenzakalani kwenzakalani singayenza lokhu uyabona sokukhithiwe lokhu sokukhithiwe yikho khonapho kulodaba khona upresident kumele ume ezwakala evoyisa emela wonke umuntu waseZimbabwe ukuthi kungenzakala yonke into yikho lapho ongaba lokuxola khona ukukhona umbona kwami.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mr. Vusango, I think he's bringing in a certain issue here concerning that shield which was removed by the aviation control of Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day he's saying, you know, what is wrong is people to see as if they're being intimidated, people to see as if they're being, you know, relegated to second-tier citizens, and all those kind of things. So, chip in there, Mr. Vusango, and just 1 minute before we wrap up.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Moyo. Yeah, no, I don't think that's the notion that is that is being peddled here. I think we should also emulate that the president, you know, when he goes to Matabeleland, he goes to Binga, he speak the native language is there, which is something that is to me it's a plus for somebody to, you know, when someone is speaking a different language that is not of his mother tongue. It's an inclusiveness that is doing. And I think, like what I said earlier, people just need to be tolerant enough. And if we are all willing as Zimbabweans to, because we can continue, Brother Gibbs, we can continue to keep looking for negativities. And for sure, because of where we came from, it's easier for me. When I look at somebody from Matabeleland, I just have something to say. And they also look at somebody from Mashonaland or whatever, they have something to say. But at the end of the day, we as Zimbabweans, especially for our children, for the sake of our children who are going to take over this country when we are gone, it's important that we should not...
Yes, I think you are a little bit cut off. I think... go ahead, I can hear you now. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, we should not let this baton passed on to our children.
Yes, I think your mic is getting a bit muffled. So I think okay. let's give Evans a chance to just summarize. Hold on there for a second. Evans Zilinga, go ahead, sir.
Yes, Baba Dube Nyakuzwa. So. Tanzwa nyaya dzakawanda pano, tanzwa nyaya dzine mutsindo, dzinotaridza kuti panofanirwa kuti pataurwe nezvadzo tichienda kumberi. Tabata pano nyaya yekuti chandanyanya kubata pane zvataurwa pano zviri kunzi varume havari kuona sekuti kuseri kwebhora kune dzimwe nyaya dzakakura dzinofanira kuti dzigadziriswe munyika kuti vanhu vayanane vagone kufambidzana chero iro bhora rigone kuzotambwa zvakanaka. Pari kutaurwa nyaya yerusarura, pari kutaurwa nyaya yetribalism, vataura zvenyaya yekubatana. Ndanzwa mukoma wangu achitaura nyaya yekuti zvinoda kuti vana vanhasi vasanyanye kupinda pinda munyaya dzakare kare. Vamwe vakataura kuti vanoda kuti vadzidziswe history, vakure vachiziva kuti zvinhu zviri kubva nekupi, zviri kuenda nekupi. Asi vataurwa pano, yes, nyaya dzakanaka chaizvo.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think we have come to the end of our show today. If there was extra time, we'll put the 13 minutes that remained in yesterday's game. But unfortunately, we can't do that. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Regis Busangu of ZANU-PF. We love soccer as well. Mr. Brilliant Moyo, who is a Boso supporter. Mr. Oscar Begumozinlogo and Mr. Samuel Dube, they are independent commentators. Signing off from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Evans?
Murari Zvakanaka, Vatereri. I'm Evans Zilinga, Washington, D.C.
Good night.
Thank you.